Our second reading continues in the chapter, second chapter of Luke, with verse 8. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angels were joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? God of the manger, God of the heavenly host, come now and descend on this place. Help us, O God, to hear your message, to feel your presence, to be filled with awe and wonder on this night, so that we may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you came for us to show us how much you love us. And Lord, let us just set aside for a moment all the excitement, all the to-do list. Heal us, listen to our hurt and our pain. And Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For we, your sons and daughters, long to hear your voice. Amen. In a moment, again, we have technical difficulty. I'll continue. Sit down, you're rocking the boat, from the musical Guys and Dolls. Ta-da! Memory from Cats. The song Oklahoma from Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Oklahoma. And from the big hit Hamilton, Your Obedient Servant. No, I haven't lost my mind. I do know that it's December 24th and we're here to celebrate Christmas. But what do all of these things have in common? They are known as the 11 o'clock number. When Broadway musicals began at 8:30, there came along about 11 o'clock in the musical this design number called the 11 o'clock number. It was designed, constructed, composed to kind of be a peppy number to wake audiences up. It is not the final number, but it is a number to which signifies the change of heart in the main character. And it is often the number that you remember in the musical. Now I'm going to show my age. How many of us went around in college, some of you weren't even born then, singing Memory, right? or Oklahoma. I want you to come back, so I'm not going to sing anymore. And how many of us now have the Hamilton CD and we're singing Your Obedient Servant or rapping it? Right? It is that number that you go out of the theater singing and you remember most of all. The 11 o'clock number. Where for us as Christians, the incarnation is that 11 o'clock number. It is that moment in time when all things have changed. It is when God has come to earth to tell us there is now something different. It is when Christ says, I'm going to come to you to make all things new. I am coming to you to signify that there is a change. There's a baby coming, and the baby is here. Things are going to be different. It is that 11 o'clock number. It is that number in which we know that that relationship with God is now very different. Up until this point, God was very different from us. We couldn't see God. We only knew God through the story, through the laws and the commandments, through what the prophets had told us. And we hadn't really followed the prophets. In fact, what did we do to the prophets? We killed the prophets. And we disobeyed the law. And finally, God said, I'm going to go to them. I'm going to go to them in a way that they will most understand. And God came to us in the form of a child. A helpless, homeless child. Is there not anything more wonderful than a baby that coos and cuddles? And everybody at Rehoboth knows what a baby freak I am. I just stop when a baby comes in the room. Is there nothing more precious, more tender, than wonderful than a baby? Can you imagine God as a baby? Isn't that the most amazing thing you've ever heard? God came as a baby. Vulnerable, in need of our care, in need of our protection, in need of us to interact with God. God needed us. That changed everything. And that baby grew up and became strong. And that baby lived among us and taught us and told us stories. And through barbecue after barbecue, everywhere he went. I mean, he took bread and fish and fed all kinds of people. And he healed the lame and the blind. And he raised people from their death-dealing circumstances. And then the babe of the cradle became the babe of the cross. And everything changed. The incarnation is the 11 o'clock number. For our relationship with God moves around that moment. The incarnation is not the finale. It is not the finale. We read of the finale in Revelation 21 because he's coming back. That's the finale. But in this moment, in this night, we celebrate the 11 o'clock number in which God comes to us and changed everything. And so what is that tune we're going to leave here humming? What is that tune? We read about it. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. That is the 11 o'clock number. Glory to God who came to us and peace to earth. I don't know the time in which we need peace more than now. Amen. I don't know the time that needs for us to have unity and harmony than we need right now. I don't know the time in which we need God more than right now and in this moment. And glory to God, incarnation has happened. And glory to God that incarnation is happening again and again and again. And glory to God in the highest heaven, peace on earth, because God is open to all. God is not restricted to anyone. God and God's table is open to all. And that is the great good news of this moment, that God loves, period. And God would go to any depth to show us that love. That is the 11 o'clock number. That is the incarnation. And that changed everything. So I have a challenge for you. Will this Christmas Eve simply be an intermission for you? Or will it be your 11 o'clock number? Will it be a time in which you just simply take a break from your ordinary lives, and then on December 26th you go back? Or will it be that moment in which you turn, that fulcrum around which you turn your life? Will it be a time of change? Will it be a time in which you go out singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth," and let me be a representative of that 11 o'clock number? Thanks be to God. Amen.